PT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more. Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services, specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Now, the stage play with a message that love doesn't have to hurt.
Women don't know when to shut up. Come here, woman.
No.
Come here, Trick.
Get your hands off my grandbaby.
You go to hell, old woman.
It's Love Doesn't Have to Hurt, the hit stage play. The story that's bringing revelation knowledge that touches the hearts of all people. Love doesn't have to hurt. If you know someone that's been abused, send them to see this intriguing stage play. Love Doesn't Have to Hurt. Coming for a limited engagement for one day only. Public Awareness Theater presents Love Doesn't Have to Hurt, Sunday, October 28th at 4 p.m. in the Peabody Magnet High School Auditorium, 2727 Jones Street. Admission is just $20. Tickets available at Smiley's Barbershop, Anointed Creations, and at Mix 93.9. It's Love Doesn't Have to Hurt, the hit stage play.
Sweetheart, you deserve better than this. Get out before it's too late.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. You can go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. We welcome you to the OPT Network this Tuesday morning, October the 23rd. And if you're just getting your morning started, it's 7:37 a.m. And we like to remind you, as always, that those school zones, well, they're in effect until 9 o'clock. And once again, as we were traveling in this Tuesday morning, it was foggy out. So give yourself enough time to get there and get there safely. And you know what? When the fog is so dense and you're traveling in, it's really, really hard to see. So you need to make sure that you're giving yourself enough time to get there safely, and a lot of times a little bit slower. So if you're driving in this morning, as always, we'd like to remind you to watch out for school buses, school kids, school zones. Make sure that you're slowing down through those school zones. And remember, 9 o'clock is the magic hour. So we want you to stay on point for that. And this afternoon, when you're headed home from the rest of your work day and your school day, make sure that you remember 2 o'clock is the hour of school zones, and they start again at 2. So just a note and a reminder. You know, we're so happy to be with you on this Tuesday morning. We hope that your work week and your school week is off to a good and positive start. And you know, ours certainly is. Mondays can sometimes be challenging, but aren't you glad that yesterday is over? Tomorrow is not here yet. So we relish in today. And yesterday, as always, once a month, we visit the food bank. And, you know, we talk about food insufficiency and that there are lots of people who are having issues with hunger. And we'll be talking more about that this month. The food bank is doing a lot to make sure that our community, the communities that are served by the Central Louisiana Food Bank, that people have enough. And we want to thank all of the people who make that possible, all of the folks at the food bank. And we want to thank the Gallersons at St. Paul Lutheran. And we want to thank the members and the leaders for helping us to be the change that we all want to see. And, you know, we talk about change and we talk about volunteerism, and there's so many ways that we can give of ourselves and give of our time. Even when we can't give monetarily, there's always something that we can do. And you know, this month is the month of October. We're celebrating Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We're talking about raising funds to be the change that we want to see. We're talking about eradicating breast cancer. It's also Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and we're going to be talking more about that this month as a stage play is coming to town this Sunday. And we're going to give you more information on how you can get those tickets. The city is abuzz about the stage play. We've had lots of phone calls about how you can get those tickets and how much they are. And we're going to tell you about that a little bit later in the show. And these are all issues that are important to our community. And so when we come together in solidarity, and that's a word that we have used often, that's how we become change. And we just want to encourage people this morning that, you know what, no matter what happens in life, no matter where we are, God is on the throne and he watches over his word to perform it. And you know what, often things happen as a test of our faith. And so this is what we have really been meditating a lot on, is faith and how we can grow and increase in faith. And so this morning, we just want to encourage your faith. We want to encourage you as you're getting ready, driving in to school or work. You know that faith without works is dead. And we want to encourage you every single day to be the change that you want to see. Now, when we come back from break, we're going to tell you about the super mega raffle, and then we're going to tell you about our faith and how it is growing and how it was encouraged extremely, extremely big on yesterday. And, you know, every day we talk about eradicating breast cancer, and you never know where your source is going to come from. Well, yesterday we had an incredibly wonderful new donor to the OPT SGK movement. And we're going to tell you more about that, plus the Super Mega Raffle and Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure. So stay with us, all that, plus more when we come back right after this.
Now, the stage play with a message that love doesn't have to hurt.
Women don't know when to shut up. Come here, woman.
No.
Come here, Trick.
Get your hands off my grandbaby.
You go to hell, old woman.
It's Love Doesn't Have to Hurt, the hit stage play. The story that's bringing revelation knowledge that touches the hearts of all people. Love doesn't have to hurt. If you know someone that's been abused, send them to see this intriguing stage play. Love Doesn't Have to Hurt. Coming for a limited engagement for one day only. Public Awareness Theater presents Love Doesn't Have to Hurt. Sunday, October 28th at 4 p.m. in the Peabody Magnet High School Auditorium. 2727 Jones Street. Admission is just $20. Tickets available at Smiley's Barbershop, Anointed Creations, and at Mix 93.9. It's Love Doesn't Have to Hurt, the hit stage play.
Sweetheart, you deserve better than this. Get out before it's too late.
HicksandHasIt.com. HicksandHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksandHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksandHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksandHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hicks and Has It.
Hicks and Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success, and a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern.
Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Kendra Gauthier, the Executive Director of the Central Louisiana Homeless Coalition, and I would like to thank Carlette Christmas and the OPT Network for helping us to bring awareness and positive attention to the homeless population in Central Louisiana. Thanks, Team OPT, for your wonderful support.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's Tuesday, October the 23rd, and it's 7:47 a.m., and this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Also, like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, is serving Rapides and surrounding areas, and you can phone Rosa Fields and her team at 318-487-1881. Hickson Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. There's no better place to purchase your new or used vehicle than at Hickson Automotive Group. You can log on to www.hicksonhasit.com 24/7. We want to thank you for being a part of the OPT Network and for joining us on this Tuesday morning. You know, what we understand is this. Life, DC, is a succession of lessons which must be lived to be understood. And that was never more evident than on yesterday. You know, we have been talking about for the last, oh my goodness, several weeks about breast cancer awareness, and making our community aware of the challenges that women are having. And you know, yesterday, after we left the microphone, I was, you know, not only were we talking about the experiences and the sights and the stories and the scenes that we had seen on Saturday, October the 20th, that happened at the race, I started thinking about those women that were currently battling breast cancer, those women like Jean Williams, Linda Jean Williams, that has been cancer-free for more than two decades, and Trish Desitel, that has been a cancer survivor for a long time. And a lot of the survivors had a lot of years under their belts. There were those that, like Ashlyn Wade, and we'll bring her story to you very soon, that is just newly diagnosed. And the women that are fighting and going through treatment right now. And so as we left the microphone yesterday and throughout this time, we really, really reflected on all of those stories and understand that this is an issue that we cannot let fall by the wayside, that we must continue to talk about. And so one of the things that we have been talking about through this movement, DC, we've been talking really a lot about the church. And we can't say enough good, positive things about Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, because in our view, DC, they spearheaded the movement for the angelical community. Pastor Chris Augustine and his lovely wife and their church, by being the change that they wanted to see, not by talking about it, not by just praying about it, but in word and in deed. And so as we continued on the movement, DC, sometimes it gets really, really tough.
Yes, it does.
But yesterday something really happened. And at the top of the show, I was talking about faith and what it is. And so we did what we always do once a month. We headed, after we left the microphone, we headed to the food bank to go and deliver food boxes, another way that we volunteer and give back to our seniors. And so, DC, as we were traveling, headed to Avoyelles Parish, you got a phone call.
Yes, I did. I got a phone call from Pastor Wally Shaw.
Mm-hmm.
He's the minister of the Bread of Life Christian Center in Oakdale, Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that he was in town and he wanted to meet with us because he wanted to give a offering to breast cancer and to help us in this movement.
Mm-hmm.
He and his congregation wanted to become a part of this movie, his movement. His wife is Pastor Linda Shaw.
Mm-hmm.
And they head up the Bread of Life Christian Center in Oakdale, Louisiana. And so he said that he had just passed us on the road. Because of course, we have a trailer full of food boxes when we're doing the volunteer work at the food bank. And we just didn't realize
that we had to do it yesterday, or we would have mentioned it over the air. I mean, but we were so into what we were doing and fundraising. And then when we walked outside, we were like, wow, the trailer's out here. We got to go to the food bank. So Pastor Shaw called me and said, listen, I'm here. I'm by your office. And I just saw you guys. He just happened to see us leaving or passing by, because where the food bank is, our office is really right in that area. So he saw us leaving. So he went to the office and he said, I'm here by your office. And I wanted to, I'm here in town, and I wanted to bring an offering from my church. And he did. He did. And lo and behold, when we got back yesterday afternoon, he had taken it over to Williams Tax and Financial Services, who was our suite mates, our office mates. And when we went there, I mean, we were really taken aback, because it was not just a the type of standard offering that we were accustomed to seeing.
No, it wasn't. And we just...
No, it was really love.
And I think he called... Did he call it a gift?
Yes, he called it a gift.
He called it a gift.
A gift to breast, you know, to help in the fight against breast cancer.
And let me just say to Pastor Wiley and Pastor Linda, you know, on this journey, our faith has had to really, really grow. Because I had mentioned, oh, probably last week, about a story about, you know, giving and giving to people that you know and that are your friends and that are a part of your community and people that you have sort of what we would call intimate relationships. Not well, and I don't mean that in the physical, but I mean that you're close to those people. And so you sort of expect those people and those groups to be the ones that will give.
Right.
And so, you know, as we continue the movement and we continue to try to raise awareness, what God has systematically shown us is that we don't know who will be the donors and the givers and who God will impress upon to give. And so when we made it back, we were running because we had to make it back. We had to do some work. And then our son had, he had a program, a banquet last night. And so we had lots to do, but we just want you to know, Pastor Wiley and Pastor Linda Shaw and the Bread of Life Christian Center down in Oakdale, Louisiana, that you blessed us in a special and profound way. And DC said it, it wasn't just a small gift.
Right.
It was a gift of generosity and largesse.
Absolutely. And more than the gift itself. More than the gift itself. Because the gift was absolutely a large gift.
Huge.
Towards the movement. Toward the movement. But it's not just the gift. It is the fact that Pastor Shaw had to actually find us. Because, see, you know, I've given before. You know, and I know how giving is, and I know what it takes to give. And when you have to actually track somebody down to give, you know, that's the heart of a giver right there.
Right.
Because voices will tell you, well, they're not here. That's just saying that you shouldn't, you know, you know.
That could be a game changer, huh?
Absolutely. You know, I've done that before. I've said, okay, well, they're not where they're supposed to be, so I'm not going to do, I'm not going to give it. And it's their fault. You know, he could have easily made that decision, but you know, to give the way that he gave, you know, we were completely out of sight, and we would have never known that he was here had he decided whether they're not here in the office. You know, that is a man that is committed to doing what he was led to do. And more than the giving, Carlette, more than the giving, you know, at some times, in this movement, because it is taking on, it is starting to be a large movement. Sometimes we do get a little discouraged, but look like the more, look like when that stuff starts to happen, God just energizes. It's like, you know, the old Pac-Man game when you just eat a, when you eat one of the
power energy pack, pill.
It's like you just eat, and it's like all of a sudden you're re-energized and you're fresh and ready to go. And to not be able to do any work yesterday in the in this effort, because we were completely, you know, spent with the fact that we had to go and do the food boxes for the food bank. You know, that's what we do once a month. That's some volunteer work what we do over with St. Paul Lutheran in Mansfield, Louisiana. They give out a bunch of food boxes. I think it's about almost 40 food boxes. And along the way from here to Mansour, we're dropping them off to different families along the way. And then when we get to St. Paul Lutheran, there's a lot of people waiting to get the boxes. And then we wait around for people to come and pick boxes up, and then we go out and deliver more boxes in that area. So it's a little haul, and it takes us a little while to do it. And a lot of times, you know, the type of business we're in, mostly after, 80%, 90% of our business is done before 3 o'clock. After 3 o'clock, it's over. So, you know, by the time we got back, we were pretty spent, and we had to do the deal with Deuce. But then to go over and speak with Hank Williams, who actually received the gift, you know, and see, it's almost like we just got rejuvenated.
Yeah.
Just like, man, we're ready to go back to work tomorrow because we understand and appreciate that what we are doing here is actually making a difference, and people are actually being the change that they want to see. Bread of Life Christian Center, you guys rock.
Absolutely. You rock. And you know, we cannot wait, DC, to meet
them.
Pastor Wiley and Pastor Linda Shaw. You guys,
absolutely.
You can't, there are not enough words to say how you helped our faith. And you know, Pastor Wiley and Pastor Linda, one of the things that I have kept saying is, where is the church? And then I began to pray, DC and I, because this is a question that we have asked each other.
Right.
And we have gone into prayer about it, and we said, well, maybe we're asking too much of the church. Maybe this is not the area in which,
right,
where the church,
absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. And maybe we're seeing this thing wrong. Maybe the church has reason for, for, you know, because we don't know what a church has to do. And I am the last person to say, I mean, you know, I've managed 40 people before. And I shatter to think what it's like to be a pastor and have to manage
hundreds.
Two, three, you know, 80, 150 people, or in some cases, 1,000 people, 1,500 people, and try to manage that situation. Because I can understand that once you give to one thing, you know, people really don't understand that you got a call to give to that, and that you can't give to everything. So I really appreciate that. I really appreciate that. But last year when we were doing this, we had some churches to give, but on when you look at the percentage of churches who gave versus the ones that are out there, it just seemed like not even a drop in the bucket. But this year, people are not only giving, like we said about New Scott Island Church, who has the big, beautiful.
It's like a flashing billboard.
I need to find out
what that's called.
I mean, but it is absolutely beautiful.
And
they have a beautiful church.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we hadn't visited over in that area a whole lot. You know, we've passed by, but really this time we had the opportunity to really look and see how beautiful it is, and how they had the big pink sign out there saying, you know, basically what it says to me is we care about people dying from breast cancer.
Right. And
we care.
And, you know, and the thing that really has been so heavy on our hearts is this, is that we know that the majority of churches are built and served by women. And for the church to sit idly by, and many churches have not even mentioned breast cancer in their churches, but I guarantee you, we have not forgotten pastors' appreciation, nor should we.
Right.
Nor should we. But this is something that is critical to the life of our communities.
Absolutely. And being the type of person I'm trying to give to, I don't care what it is. You know, if I'm around and somebody say, hey, give to this, you know, because of where we worship at, we've been taught to give. You know, we've been taught to give. We understand what it is to press in. We understand what it is to give sometimes when you don't have as much and give out of your need. You know, we appreciate that. You know, so we love that. And to Pastor Shaw and his wife, Pastor Linda, you know, we would just like to give you guys a heartfelt thank you. Because we've not, as of this moment, ever laid eyes on these people.
No.
We have absolutely no, if one of them were to walk in here right now, we would have absolutely no idea that it was them.
Right.
You understand? Mm-hmm. And for them to step up the way that they did and said, look, we would like to help you guys in this movement, and really not just with their largesse, I mean with their obedience.
Mm-hmm.
You just have absolutely no idea how it has moved on us, mm-hmm, and in our hearts for us to keep doing this work that we believe is work that needs to be done in this community.
Absolutely. And not only that, Pastor Wiley and Pastor Linda Shaw, we just thank you that the seed that you've sown, and it is a substantial seed, that the word would be true, that God would multiply it back to you.
Yes.
Pressed down, shaken together, and running over. And we know just from your giving, we know that you are a church, the bread of life. You got to be. Right. Christian Center, you got to be a church of givers. And, you know, yesterday, and we just have not taken on this movement arbitrarily or half-hearted. We have prayed about it. We've sought God about it. But one thing that we have said is this, is that the movement is not about on-point talk. And we are not saying to churches, to organizations, to groups, that you have to give to our movement. But what we are saying is we're trying to cultivate a spirit in the church, that churches would build something if you don't want to be a part of this movement, that you would build something, that you would have something for those women that are sitting in your pews, most of which every time the doors are open, those women that are dependable, those women that are always there, that are always working, that are always serving. We are hoping that churches would be more vigilant, because this is what's happening. We've got women that are sitting, D.C., in silence.
Absolutely.
That are sitting with breast cancer, that are sitting there not only in silence, but in shame, because we've been taught over the years never to talk about it. You don't share your business. But even bigger than that, and I will continue to say it, that African American women are dying more than any other ethnic group.
Dying.
Why wouldn't more churches step up and be counted?
And I still say this right here, because, you know, the more we're into this movement, the more we're seeing the progress.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand and appreciate progress more than perfection. You know, there's just going to be some people that are not going to ever do anything. They're just going to take.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we appreciate that. And, you know, some people have to just take to stay, to survive. I mean, because we don't want to sit here and seem like we're experts on this. You know, we don't want to, the last thing I like to do is tell others what to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's not what we're about here. You know, we like to lead by attraction rather than promotion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can see that what we're doing here is real, and if you like it, then you can become a part of it. You know, we appreciate that versus trying to whip people into doing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's just not what we do. That's why we don't ask people to donate. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
We don't ask people to donate because we understand that this is not for everyone, you know? And we understand that some people have different causes, and nobody can give to every cause.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how it is. But if you're out there and you're not giving to anything, you might want to decide that, look, it's better to give than to receive, but you have to give something.
Right.
You have to give something, you know? And if you, every time we look up, you're standing up saying, hey, you know, give to this, give to that, you know, you're sanctioning the other people say do it. You know, but you're never given anything,
mm-hmm,
that's worthy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, make a change.
Absolutely. And that's really what this movement is about. And if you were not at the race on Saturday, you just didn't see the miracles that happened out there. Barbara Gill was one of those miracles. And Barbara, I hope that you're listening. She's Jean's friend.
Right.
And Jean Williams. And Barbara came to our office oh my goodness, about a month or so ago. And she had had both of her knee, you know, knee replacement. And she talked about the pain and she talked about the challenges that she had been having with her knees. And so we immediately just laid hands on those knees because we know that the word says that when believers lay hands on the sick that they shall recover. And Barbara is one of those miracles. She walked the walk and did amazing on Saturday. And Barbara, kudos to you for having the courage to even step out on faith with all the challenges that you have faced to get out there to be the change.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we would just like to thank all the people who have joined with us in this move. All the people who've decided, you know what, I'm going to get involved.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and a lot of people who are in congregations who don't give that just decide, you know what, I'm going to give. You know, and to some congregations, they, you know, some of them almost seems cultish. Like, you know, if the leader don't sanction what you, you know, and to me, I mean, just looking at it and keeping it real, that's how it looks from the outside.
Ooh.
Like, you know, nobody in here is going to participate because the head didn't say, you know, and I'm not going to try to, you know, because some of this stuff I don't understand. I have to be completely
honest. Oh, my goodness. Well, you know what? It is what it is. And for all of those who will give and who will be a part, whether it's with Team OPT or just the movement in general, I don't know. You know, we're just asking you to get
Absolutely.
In. Get in where you fit in. And DC in. Has this real way of just saying it. And people who know him know that he just is very real. And we would never
intimate. It's almost like there's some people who would like to do something, but because somebody didn't say, hey, do it.
Well, cultish is a strong word.
Yeah, cultish is a word, but I mean,
it's
what
a
other
strong
word can you use?
I don't
if
know.
If it's cultish, okay, let's say it's cultish like.
I don't know.
But it's not that cultish. What is the word you use?
Well, I don't cult-like. Know, but we don't want to.
Cult like is a good
no,
word.
No. We're not going there.
Yeah, nobody around here is like that.
Nobody around here is like that. Y'all.
Be the change.
It's 809.
Be the change that you would like to see. Help us in this fight against breast cancer. We need you.
All right. Well, Pastor Wiley and Pastor
yes.
Linda Shaw of the Bread of Life Christian Center in Oakdale, Louisiana, we can't wait to talk to you. We can't wait to meet you. And once again, many, many blessings and heartfelt thank you. Thank you, because you know what? You, along with the other churches that have given, you are the leaders that are paving
Absolutely.
The way.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you, Bread of Life Christian Center. Man, you guys really, really inspired us.
Mm-hmm.
You are the few that propels us to continue to try to help as many people as we can and to raise as much money as we can and much awareness as we can
mm-hmm.
to help to be the change in the fight against breast cancer.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. It's 10 minutes after 8. Today is Tuesday, October the 23rd. We're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to tell you about not only how to come and worship with us this Sunday, worship in pink, we're going to call it. We're going to tell you about Sylvia's pink party for the cure, and we're going to tell you about the super mega raffle. And DC, before we go to break, you know what? We were talking about the Figgins and Ashley and Steve Figgins, and you mentioned that that was Steve's sister, but it was actually
Ashley's sister, Leslie Kirk.
Mm-hmm.
Was actually Leslie's sister, and like Steve and I spoke about it yesterday, it's all family, you know. But Leslie is Ashley's sister.
Absolutely.
And those were her kids that were actually walking with us, the Kirk family.
And, you know, it just did our heart good because there are so many families that have gotten involved in this movement. And we want to thank everybody that created a team. We want to thank everybody that volunteered. And we want to thank all of the people that it took collectively to make this movement another incredible movement, the third annual Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. We've got to take a quick break here. But we'll be back right after this.
We are a part of the very fabric of our community. In ways seen and unseen, we comfort and care for those who need us. We have combined people and technology to nurture the health of families for over a century. We are integrity, hope, resolve. From sickness to health, we have always been there, and we will continue to be there for you. We are Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
At the credit union with a heart, the heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Get back in the race at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Right now, get the vehicle you want with new and used auto loans as low as 1.49% APR with member loyalty discounts at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Due to popular demand, this offer's been extended through October. So race in now.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Think a new or new-to-you vehicle isn't in the cards this year? Think again. With rates this low, you can get every member of the family back in the race and across the finish line. New and used auto loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR. Only at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Quoted rate is the lowest available and will be based on your credit history. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. Heart of Louisiana CU will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana CU loans at this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The credit union with a heart.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop, everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums. Enjoy annual festival fun. Recreate at our golf courses and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
You know how there are things in life that you didn't know were missing until you found them?
Sure, like yoga or text.
Or a good breakfast.
Oh, I wish I did that more often. Who has the time?
Who does? But I tried apple cinnamon walnut oatmeal at McDonald's.
Apple cinnamon, love that.
It has whole grain oats, walnuts, crunchy apples, and it's 270 calories. It's fast, it's wholesome, and now my day isn't really the same without it.
Move over texting, oatmeal just raised the bar.
McDonald's apple cinnamon walnut oatmeal, the simple joy of a wholesome breakfast. Limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
KAYT 88.1, Gina, Alexandria.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and First Name Service a try. SHBnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get wired satellites powered by DirecTV now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Since when did spicy become just about the heat? I like my food with a little kick, not a blazing inferno. Spicy food should get back to its roots, flavor. That's why I love the new Spicy Chicken McBites from McDonald's. These crispy, juicy, perfectly seasoned bites of delicious chicken have just the right mix of spices, giving me the perfect balance of the enjoyable heat I crave and that Mickey D's flavor I love.
The simple joy of a spicy kick that tastes good. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I am Tarnisha Brady-Williams, Division Director of the March of Dimes, and I would like to thank Harlette Christmas and the OPT Network for helping in the fight to prevent prematurity in babies. Thank you, Team OPT, for being an advocate for change.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by Terra Home. If you're looking for an incredibly wonderful gift, it doesn't matter what the occasion is. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive right here in Alexandria, and I can tell you it's worth the drive. Alex McDonald's of Alexandria, Get Wired Satellites, Jeremy Clary, Get HD for Life, plus so much more. The number to phone is 318-767-2220. Southern Heritage Bank, an independently community-owned bank, meeting the financial needs of our community. Also, the City of Alexandria, Diversity and Action. And, you know, before we went to break, we were just talking about those great encouragers. You know, people, D.C., that just, those people that just come up and they encourage you out of the clear blue. And we know that those people are God-sent people. And we just want to thank all of those people that, you know what, you may not even support this particular movement or this particular charity, but we want to thank all of those great givers that are always, because I can hear people in the spirit saying, I'm a giver, I give. Well, kudos to you, but you know what we're trying to do? One of the things that we're trying to do through this great medium is we're trying to cultivate a state, a community, city of givers, understanding that the principle of giving. And, you know, I was talking to a friend yesterday, and she said, I don't even think people understand tithing and giving. She said, I think that people just give, and oftentimes they give because they don't want anybody to know that they didn't give. And we've got to get out of that kind of spirit of giving, and we've got to understand giving, and we've got to understand the principles of giving, whether you're a Christian or not. The principle just works. And when you give, you have to give with expectation. Give understanding that God will not allow you to outgive him. And I guess that's why we're super excited. And you will hear us talk about those great men and women of God that have really made it their mission to say, you know what, we support this. We stand with breast cancer. We've got a lot of women in our church that are battling. We've got a lot of survivors in our church that can encourage others. And so we want to be a part of change. We want to be a part of the movement. And those people that would say, you know what, the church is still a viable entity in every community, USA, DC. It is still a viable part of the community.
Absolutely.
And so for those churches that have stood and have said that, and let me just say, because I had said earlier that October is Pastor Appreciation Month, and it is. And we are not suggesting in any way that churches and bodies of Christ don't appreciate their pastors. Cause
oh, certainly not.
Absolutely.
Definitely bless your pastor, whatever you do. Cause mm-hmm. That's where your blessing comes from.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to bless the man that's giving you the word of God. I mean, that's a given.
Right.
we shouldn't have to. Well, I know everybody's being taught that.
Right.
That is a, you know, to me, I know I am.
Right. And so we appreciate those men and women of God that are on the front lines doing God's work. And by no stretch of the imagination are we saying that the pastors, that the men and women of God are not doing an incredibly great job. But what we are saying is this: in every area, we can all grow and get better. And when you look at the lifeblood of the church, you go in any church on any Sunday or any Wednesday, and you count the number of women, and then you count the number of men. We just outnumber the men. I don't even know what those numbers are, but they're big.
Absolutely. And pastors are smart men. You know, they're just not, you know, they're real smart in the natural, and they're being led in the spirit. So, you know, I wouldn't know what it was like to be a pastor, and, you know, I've never been a pastor and don't plan on being one, but I know that it is a job that most of us just cannot do, because most of the men who hold these offices are serious multitaskers, you know, and understand how to deal with people and understand how to be fair. I mean, you know, they're just doing a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. And some of these people have jobs to boot, you know, so, you know, we're not trying to, you know, put anybody under any condemnation or anything, or saying what anybody should do. You know, we're just saying that if God is leading you to join this movement, we would appreciate it if you would be obedient and help us.
And so we can't say enough about the obedience of Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church and Pastor Chris Augustine and the First Lady and the members and the leaders at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church. And we want to really encourage people from all parts of Central Louisiana that can come on Sunday, October the 28th at 8 a.m. They have, not only has he given DC, but he has done something even bigger than that. He has opened the doors of his church for us to come in and be the guest speaker.
Absolutely. And for women to come and share in this, you know, what do we call it? Pink?
Worship in pink.
Worship in pink. You know, that's being the change right there.
Oh, man.
You know, that is what you call being the change. And that is celebrating women to me, because, you know, almost 92% of the people who have breast cancer are women. You know, and that's him saying we care about our women.
Right.
We care about them, not just in word and standing up here talking. We're doing something about
them. Right. And you know what? I said worship in pink, and I don't want to dissuade anybody in case you don't have anything pink. So we want you to come out.
Absolutely.
October the 28th, whether you're pinked out or not. And we relish the opportunity to meet with the body of Christ at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church on this Sunday at 8 a.m. And again, we thank Pastor Chris Augustine for inviting us.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we just look forward to great fellowship down in Avoyelles Parish in Cottonport, Louisiana.
Absolutely. And Reverend Augustine is a fine fellow.
Absolutely. And let me just give the address for all of those people that may or may not be familiar with Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church. He's located at 3736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport. And so we look for that to be a great time of fellowship, a great time to meet a lot of the people. And just really, and I said it on yesterday, and we'll say it again, to talk about what God says and to talk about not only his word, but how we can all effectively do something. Because what we're seeing is that many people feel like they don't have a supply to give, and they couldn't be further from the truth.
Absolutely. And I would like to also say this to the folks who are out there, and your church has been a part of this movement, Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, because they had their anniversary 2 weeks ago and we were able to go. I try to, you know, I know I can't be God-given, but I'll try to be the average man giving on any given day. And so when you've given to our cause, I would like to make it my business to give back to your cause, especially the folks over at Bread of Life Christian Center. I cannot wait to sow some seed into that ground.
Absolutely.
You know, because I know that is good ground.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot wait as an institution, our institution, to sow into some of the institutions who are sowing into this breast cancer movement. And I try to give to everything, and that's why I would encourage the congregations to let us know when you have things going. You know, we'll be more than happy to let people know that you've got it going on. And also, I would like to have the opportunity to sow into your situation, mm-hmm. whether it be an anniversary for the pastor or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. You know, we would like the opportunity to give to that. And I'm going to start a fund where we're just going to allocate. That's what I'm going to do. I look like I just got that drop down in my spirit wow. right there. Start an escrow. Mm-hmm. I'm going to start an escrow account specifically for that. To bless ministers.
And you know what? Check it out. That is absolutely amazing. Yes. Angie Roberts just texted in. Angie, good morning, and thank you for being such an incredible part of the OPT network. She said, you know what? If people don't have pink, no worries. She said she has got pink ribbons.
All right.
And also great information. So not only will we have pink ribbons, we'll have great information, just information.
Take with us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
To take with us. And you're right, DC. You know what? What's going to happen is that the listening audience is going to watch us systematically one day.
Give ourselves rich.
One conversation.
Right.
At a time, give ourselves into wealth that is crazy, insane wealth.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And we're going to say, when this show becomes a syndicated show, which we know that it is, we're going to say, you know what? We told you. And we tried to bring every single person along by telling you. And I don't know. People are saying, Carlette, you're preaching. Well, I'm not preaching. I'm just telling the truth. I'm speaking from my heart.
Absolutely.
Because we have got to get more people on board with this movement. Because you know what? Time is not waiting. It's not waiting for anybody. And breast cancer and all the cancers of the world are not waiting. And so the more that we can talk about it, the more we'll keep it on the front of your mind. And so we want to let you know that we've got an additional 30 days. We're going to make fundraising fun. And absolutely. I know this morning started off, you know, we just had some things to say. And right. as we come to the microphone, DC, we really have to say these things, especially about these pastors in these churches that have been so generous to
absolutely.
Us.
Absolutely. And let me back you up a couple of ticks.
Go ahead.
You were not preaching. You know, what you're doing is you're being the change.
Oh, I love that.
You're being the change and helping to make a change in this fight.
Oh, that's powerful.
Against breast cancer.
You know what? And I receive that. You're absolutely right. And you know why we do it? We do it because we love the listeners, not only in this community,
absolutely.
But around the world. And it's about making changes.
Yes, it is.
And we're going to remind you every single day, not only to make those changes, but to grow, to follow your passion, and to live your life's purpose. And that's why we wake up early every single morning to encourage you, uplift you, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. And I'm going to tell you this, don't let us get all the wealth.
Be
you
the change.
You better get in.
Be the change.
We got to take a break, y'all. We're back right after
Don't
this.
Be a spectator.
Now, the stage play with a message that love doesn't have to hurt.
Women don't know when to shut up. Come here, woman.
No.
Come here, Trick.
Get your hands off my granddaddy.
You go to hell, old woman.
It's Love Doesn't Have to Hurt, the hit stage play. The story that's bringing revelation knowledge that touches the hearts of all people. Love doesn't have to hurt. If you know someone that's been abused, send them to see this intriguing stage play. Love Doesn't Have to Hurt, coming for a limited engagement for one day only. Public Awareness Theater presents Love Doesn't Have to Hurt, Sunday, October 28th at 4 p.m. in the Peabody Magnet High School Auditorium, 2727 Jones Street. Admission is just $20. Tickets available at Smiley's Barbershop, Anointed Creations, and at Mix 93.9. It's Love Doesn't Have to Hurt, the hit stage play.
Sweetheart, you deserve better than this. Get out before it's too late.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
At the Credit Union with a heart, the heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Get back in the race at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Right now, get the vehicle you want with new and used auto loans as low as 1.49% APR with member loyalty discounts at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Due to popular demand, this offer's been extended through October, so race in now.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart, the Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Think a new or new to you vehicle isn't in the cards this year? Think again. With rates this low, you can get every member of the family back in the race and across the finish line. New and used auto loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR. Only at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Quoted rate is the lowest available and will be based on your credit history. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. Heart of Louisiana CU will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana CU loans at this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is its bright,
It's warm and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com, or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Like a good neighbor, Kyle serves Of Oils Parish and surrounding areas. Here's the number you can phone for more insurance information and insurance needs. It's 318-346-6695. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology. Also, McDonald's of Pineville. We want to thank McDonald's of Pineville for being the change that they want to see and pinking out both of their locations. And we want to thank owner-operator Johnny Marks for being the change that she wants to see in eradicating breast cancer. Also, we want to thank the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. The incredible C to the E to the O is what we're calling her, Cindy Beauregard, not only for getting on board with the OPT network and being a part of the change that she wanted to see, but being an incredible head of the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Cindy and team Heart CU, thank you guys for the incredible job that you do, and thank you for being the change in your community and being an incredible credit union. Listen, if you need a new or used vehicle, they have got rates that are just downright insanely low as 1.49%. And it's going to end at the end of October. So if you need to refinance or if you need to finance, the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, any of the three locations is where you need to start. We also want to thank the Of Oils Commission of Tourism and Davis One Stop. That's Thesha Davis, Hollywood, and the entire team at Davis One Stop in the heart of Cheneyville. You guys are absolutely incredible. There are those great people that are just difference makers in the community. And Davis One Stop, Thesha Davis, you guys are absolutely incredible. Thank you for working with Team OPT, being a part of the change, and helping us to say hell no to breast cancer. Now, there is another movement that is celebrated this month and that is recognized, and that's Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And we just want to remind people, DC, about the incredible stage play that is coming to town, Love Doesn't Have to Hurt. And, you know, as I was thinking about the play, it's Sunday, October the 28th, and people are phoning us about the tickets and about where they can get the tickets. Right. I was thinking that domestic violence is usually generational. And this is what the statistics say. It says that domestic violence is the leading cause of injury to women between the ages of 15 years old and 44 years old in the United States. And that's why this play is incredibly critical to our community. Now, not only are the ages 15 to 44 in the United States, but more than car accidents, more than muggings, and more than rapes combined, domestic violence is at the head of all of those things combined. And the statistics even went on to say that there are about 1,500 shelters for battered women in the United States. But there are more shelters for animals than there are for women. And so what that tells us is that we still have a lot of work to do. 3 to 4 million women in the United States are beaten in their homes every year by their husbands, their ex-husbands, or their male lovers. So this is an issue that is critically important to communities. One woman is beaten by her husband or her partner, D.C., every 15 seconds in the United States. Again, that's why Love Doesn't Have to Hurt, the national touring stage production that is coming to Peabody Magnet High School, is an incredible, incredible opportunity for mothers and daughters and communities and churches to come out and see. And you say, Carlette, you know, you keep talking about churches. Well, I think that there are a lot of us that are hiding in the church. There are a lot of us that are broken in the church. Well, how do you know? Because I was one of those women. Sometimes you're going through changes in your life and you go to church because it's what we've been taught to do. But there's a mask, there is a shield that we're wearing. And if we don't open up subjects like drug abuse and domestic violence and breast cancer, if we don't open up and start talking about those things, and oftentimes in the church you hear people say, baby, we gonna pray. Well, you know what? We have to pray, yes, but we've got to find out how to get out of these abusive situations. We've got to find out how to be the change in our own homes. And sometimes, DC, it takes something like a stage play to show us ourselves. And so that's why this play, I think, at this time is critically important. The play, again, is called Love Doesn't Have to Hurt. And it's a high, intense drama that is motivating, it's educational, and it's informative about domestic violence. And if you know personally within yourself, whether you've told anyone or not, that you are a product of generational domestic violence, this is a play that you need to purpose in your heart to attend. Now, here's how you can get the tickets. You can get them at Smiley's Barbershop. The phone number is 318-792-5999-5999-5999. Also, Anointed Creations has the tickets. You can phone them at 318-792-2297. And you can also get the tickets at
Mix 93.9. Groove Land.
And so they are promoting the play as well. And here's the number to Mix 93.9. It's 318-445-0800. And you know what, DC? It's really, really important, especially for all of us who say there's nothing to do.
Absolutely. And it's important for people to come together and try to put events like this on. I mean, it takes a village.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it takes a village. And sometimes, you know, you hear us saying Mix 93.9, where they're trying to be the change, too.
Absolutely.
You know, they're trying to be the change and help in this fight against domestic violence. And, you know, no one person can do it all.
Or one entity.
And if I think that I can do it all, I'm childish and silly, is what I am.
Well, that's really called insanity.
Absolutely.
Is what it is. It's insane. And so kudos to Jerry and
Jerry Williams
and his team at Mix 93.9. And you know what? It hurts us not at all to encourage Mix 93.9, because those guys are doing an incredible job over there. They are, just as you said, DC, they are trying to be the change in the community. And you know what? When we all come together, I guarantee you that there will be enough for everybody.
Absolutely.
You know, but you just got to believe
it. Unless you're foolish enough to think you deserve it all.
Right. And if you do, then shame on you.
Exactly. And there are some fools like that out there.
Of course.
Keep doing what you're doing, 93.9.
Absolutely. Kudos to you. And, you know, I just want to remind everybody that they still have those free mammograms over at Cabrini Hospital for those people who are uninsured or underinsured. And I just want to say personally that I am going in to have my mammogram today. I want to remind all of those women that are 40 years old or older. You know, there was a time when we first started our business that I didn't have great insurance. You know, after you leave your job, it's a challenge But we're blessed now to have insurance. But there is no criteria. If you are uninsured or underinsured, this is an opportunity for you to go in and have that mammogram free of charge, DC.
Absolutely.
And this is what I got on yesterday, and I want to share that with you guys once again because it bears repeating. When you change your mind, plus changing what's coming out of your mouth, it equals momentum. And if you're wondering where your momentum is, not just on Monday, but every day, change your mind. Y'all, it's an incredible Tuesday. You're on point. We'll be back right after this.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. SHBnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. In HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Since when did spicy become just about the heat? I like my food with a little kick, not a blazing inferno. Spicy food should get back to its roots. Flavor. That's why I love the new Spicy Chicken McBites from McDonald's. These crispy, juicy, perfectly seasoned bites of delicious chicken have just the right mix of spices, giving me the perfect balance of the enjoyable heat I crave and that Mickey D's flavor I love.
The simple joy of a spicy kick that tastes good. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her amazing team in Bunky. Well, you can phone them at 318-346-2540 in Opelousas. The number is 337-942-9939. Now, I tell you what. Just because you have not heard us talk about the Super Mega Raffle doesn't mean that it is not still boiling.
That's correct.
Well, it is boiling, but it has not reached the boiling point because we still have more prizes to add, DC.
Absolutely. As now that we're not as busy as we were before the race, we're going to be adding prizes to this mega raffle daily. So if you hadn't gotten your ticket, you need to get with the folks who have the tickets and get 1, 2, 6, 10 because it is well worth it. When we finish with this, with adding the prizes, and we've got the actual drawing is going to be November the 23rd. That's going to be the day before the Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure.
Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure.
Absolutely. And it is going to be a day that you'll remember if you get a ticket, because you very well may win it, and we're going to do the drawing right here in the studio.
Hey, DC, it's going to be a double party. It's going to be a double party because we have a party in the studio.
Absolutely.
For the raffle, and then we're going to go to Sylvia's.
Right. We're going to have our second annual studio party.
I love it.
Yeah, we're going to have our second annual studio party. So it's going to be parties all over the place. And the parties are not just parties because we're just selfish dancers. It's actually parties for the cure.
Parties for the cure. Partying for a purpose. And you know what we like to say it every single time. We raise funds that we make fundraising fun. And what an incredible party that Darlene St. Romain and her team are putting together November 24th at the Hayes Auditorium.
Go Lean, you know, and everything that Darlene St. Romain does, it's big.
Oh, my goodness. We're going to be telling you more about Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure. So, hey, ladies, be on point. Start looking for your pink outfit, so you can be on point at Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure. And you know what we're telling people, DC? That they can wear their pink for the pink party, however they're feeling it.
Absolutely, because it's not a situation where you've got to put on a coat and tie. It's really whatever
however you decide to do it.
Being creative, you know, being creative for the cure, letting others see how you can come out with your pink situation. You know, we expect all types of pink situations to be out there, but it's going to be all pink. And then, you know, myself, I like to dress up in all black with a hint of pink. I don't know how I'm going to do it this time.
You don't know how you're going to do
it. But it's going to be amazing to see how the different people from around Central Louisiana come in and put it down.
And show their creativity
and show how they get down for the cure.
Hey, you know what? Since you are 30 plus pounds slimmer. I mean, there's just no telling how you might roll.
Man, I might do a dance.
You might do a dance.
We're about to work on getting a live DJ, so y'all know we're going to the biggest and baddest out there.
Absolutely.
We're coming.
Absolutely.
So if you're the biggest, baddest DJ out there, you know to be expecting a visit from us real soon. And we'll be unveiling that to you real soon.
Y'all, it's going to be a party. November 24th of all parties.
The party of all parties. And Sylvia's throwing it. Sylvia's caring companion.
And you know what's so great about this party, DC?
What?
It's not going to be just people from one part.
No.
Or from one parish, part of the state. It's going to be people from all parts of the state. And even people that are coming from outside the state.
Absolutely. We're going to be inviting people. And basically, it's going to be a network type of party because we're putting the network in motion. So there's going to be people bringing people, and we'll be unveiling the instruction on how we're going to put it together in the weeks to come.
Absolutely.
But it's going to be Saturday, November the 24th, and that is the Thanksgiving weekend. So for all of those people who are going to be here for Thanksgiving, you probably got people visiting you for Thanksgiving. All types of stuff is going to be going. We're going to have a grown folk affair.
Oh, it's going to be a party. It's going to be a party, but it's going to be a party with a purpose
in mind. Absolutely, absolutely. And it's going to be swanky, but not too swanky to where you got to be a stiff neck. You know, we don't want to have a stiff neck situation. You know, where you can't move your neck. You know, like, I can't move my neck because I got this. We want you to be loose and free to have an absolutely wonderful time to help somebody else.
Absolutely.
And we're going to raise money and have fun all at the same time. That's why they call it fundraiser.
Absolutely. And you know what's even bigger than that, DC? I can't wait to see how big the check is going to be that we ultimately write for the the Breast Cancer Foundation.
To the foundation. And this year, we're going to get the check superimposed so that everybody can see it,
mm-hmm.
put it on the website, one of those big blowed mm-hmm. up, a big blow-up check.
Right. So we want people to believe big with us.
Absolutely.
As we believe, and I'm going to tell you one thing, all of those people that have volunteered and have given their time, their talent, their gifts, people like Cynthia Wade, girl, you rock.
Cynthia Wade and down in Bunky, Louisiana. Girl, call us today. I'm going to call you.
And so many others.
She gets down.
Oh, I know. You know what? You're part of this great movement, and we know that you're going to be blessed abundantly. And all of those people that have raffle tickets, all of those people that have volunteered and that just have gone out of their way to
make
this.
All of the people who have given, man, we just thank you from the bottom of my heart. You know, this is truly a cause that is in our heart,
mm-hmm.
and we're about it, and we're going to do everything that we can to see it through. And mm-hmm. we just thank you guys for the encouraging words, for everything that you've done, for all that you've given. We just, man, heartfelt thanks to you.
That's right. And you know what? We're going to continue on, and we're gonna have some great shows coming up, some great people, some things that we're going to talk about in the days and weeks to come. Our board is filled.
Yes.
With people that are coming and that we want to share their incredible stories. So we want to remind you to stay on point.
Absolutely. Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure. Y'all get it in your psyche because it's going down.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be a really, really nice event. And it's going to be a fun event.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be all about the cure.
All about the cure. We got some people that have just walked into the studio.
They're busting pink.
Uh-oh, they're busting pink.
That's what I'm talking about.
She's pink out of here.
What is happening, girl? What do you got going on this morning? You just stopping by to say hey? Just stopping by.
Pinking it out. Hey, and we want to definitely invite you guys right now to the party, to the pink party for the cure. Definitely.
Teresa and her husband just walked in the house.
Is.
Teresa and James
Buies.
Yeah.
What I'm talking about.
I tell
you. A walk by. They just did a walk-by for the cure.
They just did a walk-by. I love it.
Teresa was out there this weekend.
Uh-huh. And she said, you know what she said? She said, I'm going to find you. And I was like, yeah, right. And she absolutely did. There were thousands of people out there, and
absolutely.
She found us. Y'all, this is what it's all about. This is why we wake up early every single morning. You know we're out of time. We love you guys so much. God loves you even more than that. So we remind you. Because we love what Gandhi said, because it's just true. He says, be the change that you want to see. And remember, change starts with you, and it starts with me. And so to be the change, it's very simple. You just change. Do something different. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe Tuesday, and we'll see you, God willing, right back here on Wednesday.